Okay. There you go.
Yeah, we're here. Okay, you gonna ask Elizabeth or?
Oh, but yeah. Well, we just wanted to know what the Alpha Course is about, all about, and what does it is it going to be online, or would you want us to have it live, and then just, I mean, like us meeting physically as we do, and then we meet online to discuss it with you. What is your plan about it?
Okay. Yeah. Well, it really fits into an overall vision and plan that God, you know, has been speaking to us about for a number of years, really, about the Joshua generation and raising up, you know, mentors and those who are willing to pass the baton to the next generation and take people into the promised land of their supernatural inheritance. So, you know, that's the basic thing behind it. And over the last year, I guess, in terms of engaging with mentoring people and looking to connect with people, what is really obvious is that many, many people have had many supernatural encounters, and they've been to heaven, some people have had visions, lots of different sorts of encounters that people have had, but most people don't know either how to go back into those counters, how to systematically engage from the perspective of rulership, and particularly, I think, understanding that encounters don't have to be just involuntary, but they can be a voluntary encounter where we instigate the encounter, stepping into the place of authority that we've been given, you know, engaging God ourselves. So as that, I think, as I've been made aware of that more and more, I think God sort of really stirred me to establish, you know, this interactive manual that people can engage at the beginning and then follow the pathways of relationship and responsibility, and therefore able to mature into that position of kingdom authority and sonship, lordship, kingship, all those dimensions. So I've taken people so far here as a church, you know, having done a number of supernatural mentoring sessions with people. You know, I've done sort of 4 weeks, 6 weeks, different blocks of time. And last year, you know, I did the Joshua generation groups last year, which sort of took people on the first engagement of the pathways of relationship. But you know, now I'm taking another group through into the pathway of responsibility, so all about rulership and mandates and authority in the heavens. But I'm actually taking the whole church back from the beginning to give everybody an opportunity of learning from the beginning. You know, we obviously have a number of people who are new believers and people who have not engaged in this before. So I think it's important to give everyone an opportunity, and that will form the basis of this interactive manual. So, you know, I'm actually recording those in video form as well as audio, and the plan really is to work that through here on the ground with people, but to then start these alpha groups, which are really the initial groups to trial this material to people around the world, and so it will be released bit by bit as it's developed. You know, it won't be necessarily the final format of it, but it will be, you know, pretty much usable for people to be able to engage. And so the purpose then ultimately is to do an online academy so that we can train up people, whoever wants to be part of that Joshua generation, train up supernatural mentors to be able then to train other people and to equip other people and to spread out, raising up this Joshua generation as far and wide as we can take it. And so this, the Alpha Group really is just for people who are willing to test drive the initial material, who are willing to start from the beginning and work through the process, because you can't mentor somebody unless you've done it. And even though most people have had the encounters, they're engaged in heaven, they may not necessarily be able to take someone who hasn't through the process systematically so that they can learn how to do it themselves. So it will require people to be committed to do that, and once people have worked through that process, then we'll look to establish more groups of people that then either some of those people can mentor, or we've not got it fully mapped out yet in that terms, but ultimately God is raising up this generation. We're just part of it, but if we can enable people to learn how to do this at a basic format, then anybody can then do it. And ultimately, if we're going to see a billion-fold harvest of harvesters for the end time harvest, then we're going to have to equip a billion people. And the majority of those billion people will have no church or religious background in the sense. So we're going to have to find something that can engage them at the point of salvation, interactively and experientially, so they meet Jesus at salvation, and then they're open and their spirit to engage in the supernatural realm from the very beginning. And so we would expect people to come into the kingdom in a fresh, supernatural way, not just pray a prayer and hope for the best, but no, you're going to meet with Jesus, he's going to meet with you, and in meeting with him, he is going to introduce you to a whole different dimension, and that is a supernatural dimension. And so the Joshua generation, I believe, was prophesied in 1975 by, initially, I think, several people, but one of them, Bob Jones, when the sort of message of a billion-fold harvest was starting to be released. Well, if you actually think 1975, next year, 2015, is 40 years. And I believe God has been calling and releasing that word for 40 years to call a generation to engage. And I think the line is going to be drawn next year, and people are going to be invited to step over the line and cross over the Jordan, if you like, figuratively, and leave the whole Moses wilderness experience behind and step into something new. And those who prepared to step over will engage in something totally, totally new and dynamic. And you can call it the Order of Melchizedek, the Joshua Company, Joshua Generation. There's lots of names that people are putting out there, but it's a new order, and the old things have to be left behind. Two and a half tribes decided that they wanted to settle on the other side of the Jordan, but a whole generation wouldn't cross. And I think God has been giving a generation an opportunity to hear the sound coming out of heaven, be drawn towards that sound, and I think over the last 5 years, I think that sound has increased in volume, if you like, and it's becoming more and more people are being drawn to the sound or to the symbol or to the drawing of eternity and heaven and engagement. What I am looking for really is people who are willing to learn from the beginning, but they have to be willing to then mentor others. That's the purpose, to become mentors of groups, to become mentors of other people. And so it will take some discipline to work through the thing. So the actual format will be, there will be sessions with me, which will be where I would introduce the section we're doing and give the material and give access to whatever is needed in that material. Then people will be encouraged to do the exercises that themselves in their own personal time with God. So if people are really, really busy and don't think they can find any extra time to invest in working through the process, then it really isn't for them. But all the videos that we're doing here in terms of me doing sessions and doing exercises here with a group will become available to the Alpha group. They're not going to be made available to anyone else other than the church here. All of the sessions will have practical exercises that people can engage in personally themselves. And then each group will then feed back or meet with me, share how they've been doing, hopefully encourage each other. The questions, feedback. Did this work? Could this be better? Have you thought about doing this? It's an interactive process, so I'm looking for people to engage in it and to impart into it so that it becomes a living thing rather than just something I come up with. People can impart in it, be part of it, and invest in it. Because we're gonna have to disciple a billion people. How are we going to disciple a billion people into a supernatural lifestyle that, in a sense, there is no manual for? You have many people preaching, teaching, encouraging, releasing things, but it's not systematic, and no one could just take it and use it. So I believe God wants to enable anybody to be able to engage and then follow it through. So it will be on the basics, building our spirit, learning to operate in dual realms, basic really with tongues and meditating and following through, being able to see with our imagination, being able to see with our spiritual eyes. All those things will be covered, in the basic preparation, and then we'll go on the journey. I share the map of the pathways over the last couple of weeks, and we'll follow that map. And I'm sure that map will be bigger by the time we get to the end of it, because I'll have been to different places and so will have others, and it will be a continually expanding map which will share future revelation as well as present. And everyone can go deeper. But it's like everyone starts, counting from 1 to 10. And, we teach children to count to 1 to 10, and they can count to 1 to 10. But to get to 11, you don't have to learn how to count all over again. You just add a 1. So it becomes 11 rather than 1. It becomes 12 rather than 2. So you're adding a different level. When it comes to 20, you just add a 2 to the 1 and it goes to a deeper level. So everything increases. So you set the foundations of how to count to 1 to 10, how to do the basics in the spirit realm, and how to do the basics within our own spirit, and then each time you're going deeper. So you're going, when you're then dealing with gateways, you're going deeper into the soul. When you're going into the realms of heaven as a living sacrifice, you're going deeper into the realms of heaven. So that's really the basis behind it. At the moment, depending on how many people want to be involved in that, I may well change what I'm doing mentoring right now to facilitate being able to engage those groups as a priority, because I see it as really, really vital that we raise up mentors. You know, if we don't, then a whole harvest and a whole load of fruit is just going to go back to religion and go back to old ways if we don't introduce them into a new dimension and release this new order. And I think, you know, Ecclesia and, you know, God is going to redefine what it is to be part of his kingdom. You know, and I think the word Ecclesia, you know, and the real meaning of what that is going to be something that becomes a real focus in the new order rather than church. Church has such a negative connotation, and I think God is raising up a different order of what it really means to be in relationship with one another for the sake of the kingdom. And, you know, and I think that means that church doesn't have to be local. It's great to have local connections, but people in the spirit are being drawn together all over the world to connect. You know, so after we've established these alpha groups here and we have enough mentors here, we will also offer people an opportunity to be part of church or ecclesia here. So, you know, those people who are looking for a support system of relationships that can help establish them in their destiny and help them to be free from all the restrictions and obstacles that are hindering them, you know, and are not part of local church anywhere else, but either don't fit or struggle or just aren't being catered for in terms of the sound of heaven and that releasing that, you know, we will look to begin to help people to feel part of this new order and this new generation, even if they can't find somewhere to connect locally. And then we'll helpfully help them to establish something where they are in their region or their area as things go forward, you know, and look to, you know, release things. But I just believe there's so much more that's coming, you know, and I think it's really significant that next year, you know, is the end of a 40-year period. And I believe that next year is going to be a line-drawing time when judgment begins to come to the household of God. Not that God is going to punish anybody, but he's going to clearly delineate who are stepping over the line from who are not. Of course, he's going to continue calling people to step over that line. He's always desiring people to embrace. But, you know, so that really sort of sums up, you know, how things potentially will work. Obviously, things are organic and they grow and they develop, and we'll see, you know, how things move. You know, but initially, it's really to equip the first wave of mentors. You know, and we'll see where that goes, how many people can last the course and stay with it, and pursue it until, you know, they're equipped and able. So, you know, initially, you know, the material that we're going to use, you know, won't be the final format material. So, you know, I don't want it given out to anybody else other than the people who are part of the groups until it's formed. Ultimately, you know, once we have a fully formed manual, we'll see what we do with that. You know, it may just remain within an online academy so that we can, you know, make sure that people are doing it right. I mean, it's the same thing with live busting. You know, you draw people in and start connecting them, but you want to have some sort of way of making sure that people are equipped, you know, so that they are trained to be able to do these things. You know, and the same thing with live busting. You know, people needed to be live busted. They needed to live bust. They needed to, you know, demonstrated that, you know, they are committed to the process. You know, and, you know, as going forward, this will probably be something similar. You know, people can then, you know, if they don't want to continue being part of the groups, at least they are equipped in their own lives to be able to engage God and find their own destiny and everything else. So, if that makes sense.
Just a comment. Actually, this Alpha course that you're offering seems to be very, it's like coming at the right time, because we were actually discussing of really, as we meet as a group, We meet once a month, and we were thinking of really doing the basics, because we realize that even though there are people who they have experiences, and so there are some things that were lacking. And not only that, there were other people who indicated that they wanted to come, your people. And so we were thinking this is very, very good for us, because we were going to find a way, two things we were going to do for sure. We were going to do the gateways. We were going to teach things about living sacrifice, and trading, about trading floors and things like that. Just doing like basic stuff so that proper foundation could be established. So this really seems to come at a right time, you know. I guess I know Bill has some questions about it and comments. If you wanna, yeah. Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Mike, would you see this as like the how it is set right now? It'd probably be like a weekly topic that you kind of taught on or read about, and then you go back and do your work, your own exercises. And it would accumulate, and that you'd build on week upon week. So it'd be like a subject that you do, and then how long do you envision, like, if you're taking someone through this once you got it set up and going? I know it'll change, it'll kind of evolve as it goes through, but would it be a 6-week course, 12-week course, do you see it, or?
What it will be, the actual course itself, it will start off as an interactive PowerPoint type process with a menu system that people can, you know, start at the beginning, and then so initially, you know, it won't be fully formed. That will be developed as we go through it. But the initial part of the process will give people access not just to an exercise to do, but all the information that I've got. So, you know, it will give hyperlinks to all our blogs. So any related blog post will give background information. It will give links to any teaching I've done in the past, in other series, Preparing to Destiny, Transformation series. It will give a link to the audio and to the PDFs of that. It will also give a link to any video stuff. I will try and tie in any of the mentoring sessions I've already done, so that if there are topics within the mentoring sessions that are applicable to anything, so that there'll be a whole host of resource that will be available for people. And then there will be basically just developing a lifestyle. You know, this is what it's about. It's to develop a whole lifestyle of engaging with God. You know, so you know, most people will have already done a lot of the things, but I just want to pull them together so that when we're building our spirit, if our spirit isn't strong, no matter what we do in all the other exercises, you know, our spirit will still not be able to rule the soul and to engage the atmosphere around or do those things. So we have to build our spirit, you know. So learning to pray in tongues three ways, so that we can learn to focus our spirit whilst engaging the word, whilst engaging in visions, you know, doing that in different ways, you know, will be part of the initial exercises, so that we start to develop those spiritual disciplines that will help, you know. And, you know, everyone has probably learned how to soak in the spirit, but a lot of people soaked in the spirit and didn't focus what they were soaking in. So they just soaked there and think maybe something happened, maybe something didn't happen. So it's developing, you know, how do we wait in the presence of God in a way which can be engaging rather than just, well, we're waiting for something to happen. So it's revisiting, potentially for people, a lot of things they may well have already done, but actually seeing it as a systematic approach to actually developing a lifestyle of the spirit, our spirit actually growing. So ultimately it will mean once we've left base camp, and base camp is just all the preparation, you know, I did six sessions just on preparation for the journey, things we might need to know that will help on this journey. You know, at base camp there's going to be four sessions of just building the spirit, you know, how to build the spirit. And those sessions will be about tongues. They will be about listening to the thoughts of God and developing conversational relationship with God, engaging our imagination so we can begin to see and experience and perceive in the realms of the spirit and the unseen realms and in the realms of heaven and the realms inside us, and then ultimately also opening the eyes of our spirit so our spirit can begin to communicate to us. And that's just the basic foundations of getting our spirit active, you know. So in what we do, you know, I'm probably thinking it will probably be, you know, probably rather than every week, it will probably be every 2 weeks, so that it will give people enough time to look at the background material, listen to anything they need to listen to, begin to put into practice those basic exercises that later on will be the foundation for deeper meaning, more meaningful and more deeper encounters. You know, if your spirit can communicate both to and from, that's a great starting point for all the rest. If people find it really difficult to get a flow of spontaneous communication from God or to God, then it's going to be really difficult to be able to go and get a mandate or go and get a, you know, a scroll or different things later on. You know, so it will be a week on week or fortnight on fortnight adding to, so, and a building upon. You know, and, you know, I want, you know, some people who wanted to be involved and have already sort of applied, you know, are, I would consider fairly experts already, really. So I really need to make sure that they're willing to start from the beginning, because if they don't start from the beginning, then how can you mentor somebody else who is starting from the beginning? If you can't answer that, well, this is what happened to me when I did this. I struggled with this bit. You know, praying in tongues on the inside whilst meditating in the Word, praying in tongues, you know, out loud while reading the Word. Those type of things, which are all very basic exercises, but when you come to do them, some people find it they're not as easy as they think, simply because they're just not practiced, because everything helps us engage doing two things or three things at once, because that's what we're going to have to do ultimately, live in the realm of the Spirit, in heaven with our spirit, but actually being totally connected to our soul, integrated in unity, and our body, so ultimately our spirit can envelop our body and we can trans-relocate. You know, there's things that we have to learn how to do, but, you know, we're not going to start trans-relocating if we can't pray in tongues whilst doing something else. You know, so it's building systematically, and that's part of, I believe, you know, what this will do. You know, and I'm not saying that there aren't lots of people around the world who are helping people engage. I just want to, I feel my part is to make sure that there's a way of following these pathways from the beginning and building and building. So how long will it take? I can't see it being less than a year. Ultimately, a year would only be 26 different sessions. You know, maybe we can speed it up and do one every week, but even that's 50 sessions. Well, you know, if you look at the map and the different places on the map and the different places, there's a whole lot of things that God wants us to engage in. And you can't just do it 1 week and expect that then it's going to be, oh, I've done it. You know, how long is it going to take to engage in the training hall with seven spirits of God? Because we're going to go to the training hall, we're going to enroll with the seven spirits of God, and the seven spirits of God are again going to engage in teaching about position and authority and mandates. Well, that's not going to, it's not just going to happen in 1 week, is it? But I can give the material, then becomes a lifestyle. You know, and if somebody needs to engage with the seven spirits of God for the next 6 months, I'm sure God will direct them, because they'll know when they're finished. You know, so how long will it take? Well, I think we're going to have another generation to be able to equip that harvest. You know, it's like, so we're going to have to make sure we can do it effectively. And so I don't want to rush it. And if people want to, I want to get to the end before really I've got off the starting line. Although the hunger and desire is great, we have to be realistic. You know, it's taken me, you know, sort of 3 years, 4 years in August, to develop these pathways in my life. And if you don't tread these pathways and follow them and walk on them and walk on them and walk on them so that they become, in a sense, neural pathways in your mind that connect up to the memories of the experiences that are stored in your heart, then you just have a series of exercises that, you know, some people can go into. It's like now I can open the door for anyone to go anywhere, but a lot of people are waiting for me to open the next door so that they can go back. But the reality is, once the door's been opened, if you keep going through the door, then it will become your door, and you will find a way of engaging in with you uniquely, personally, because it's a personal connection with God that you're looking to develop. You know, it's multiverse in that everyone will have different experiences and engagements in it that we have to learn to engage. So, you know, what I don't want to do is set up another mentoring system that's all dependent on the person who's mentoring. And then people come dependent on that person, and they only have the engagement when that person's there. It has to be something that people can independently develop in their own personal relationships with God so that they become their pathways. And you can only do that by repetition. You know, you cannot form something unless you do it over and over again. You know, how long does it take? Well, some of these things, you know, are... the exercises are just the scaffolding to help build the house. You know, so the exercises, you don't have to continue. I don't do any exercises anymore. I just live the lifestyle. So I pray in tongues all the time. My spirit is praying in tongues when my mind or my literal mouth isn't, because I've trained it to be active all the time. You know, so I don't need the exercise anymore. So the exercises are just the scaffolding, or just the support system, until it becomes a part of the lifestyle. Then you just do it. You don't need scaffolding once you built the house. You live in the house. So the scaffolding gets higher depending on where you are in building the house. You know, you don't need any scaffolding to put the foundations in. They're just things you build on. But once you start erecting the house, you have to have things that support it. And these really are just supporting things to develop the lifestyle. And I think you practice those exercises until you no longer need to practice them. They're yours. It's your lifestyle. You have developed how you personally interact and engage with God. You know, and initially, those people who are very used to praying in tongues will find that a week in just engaging will be fine. But actually then taking it into how I listen to God, how I read the Word, how I live the Word, how I interact in those things becomes something that we have to ongoingly do in every area. So, you know, I need to be able to develop how the thoughts of God are communicated to me, and therefore how do I communicate with God so that I can have a first-person conversation with Him wherever I need to. You know, well, you know, so... it's not going to be a short process, because I really believe God wants this to develop into such a lifestyle that we just become disciples that people just want to engage with so that they can learn and it becomes their lifestyle. So, if that.
Yeah. You know, Mike, I see this just like if when I was learning to play the guitar, when I first started to play the guitar, it was quite difficult because my brain had nothing connected to learning this sort of instrument. My fingers rebelled. There was a lot of pain. But as I always say, the journey is not my original quote, but it's something that I like to say. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. So I saw the goal where I wanted to go, and I started. I paid the price for that. I would stay up all night, sometimes until next morning, practicing until my hands remained crooked because I wanted to play that guitar. And I sat down and I systematically taught myself the scales and which are the happy chords and which are the minor chords. So I taught myself in the way that I could learn and understand with pattern and all these things. And within 4 months, I was able to play. But it took a lot for me to keep going and going and going until it became such a part of me that I would look at something and I was, that's a G scale and this is in the key of C, because I practiced it. And I think a lot of people, in trying to get away from quote-unquote religion, they're afraid of practice and afraid of something what we call structure, because it seems like, oh heck, we're going back to the old ways of doing this thing. But let us look at Brother Lawrence. He practiced the presence of God. With what he had, he did that. And let us look at so many other people who they would have a time, say, I'm going to practice being with God. They may not have used that word, but they would get up at a certain time and say, at 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to meet with God. And they kept this as a pattern of their lives until it became a habit, a part, and as you said, those connectors and everything. And it became just a natural lifestyle to be able to do that. I think this is a new and improved expanded version, which is I mean, sorry to make it sound so like, but it's powerful, because I know many people, as you said, have had all these experiences, but it's sometimes it's so scattered and people feel like, how do I do that again? I know a lady personally, wonderful, amazing woman, and she had a month of going to heaven, but she don't know how to take people there. She doesn't know if she could take people there, and she said, I don't know why. I wish I could go back, but I don't know how. You know, so I think this is really, really key that this is being released right now. You know? Yeah, what would you say to those people who are afraid that we're going to structure something down and just become like what they were trying to run away from?
Well, I think the key is we're learning to develop relationship. So it's not a theoretical approach to anything, it has to be experiential. So everything we know has to be an experiential knowledge, not an intellectual one. That's why the whole process will be exercise driven in doing it, experiencing it, engaging in it. You know, Hebrews 5, 14 basically says that we have to train our senses through practice. That's how our spiritual senses, our soul senses, you know, we've learned everything in a natural sense, because for years information has been going in from the outside and we've absorbed that information, and now that's the framework for our life. Now we need to let the flow come from inside out, coming out of the life that's in heaven, flowing in the river of life, flowing from the inside, so that we practice being able to engage in relationship. You know, you don't have any relationship unless you spend time at it. You know, that's why in all the things that I want to do, unless I can connect with people personally, then I don't see it as a viable way of moving forward. So I'm not just going to put a whole load of material out. It has to be personal interaction with people. That is what discipleship is. That's what mentoring is. You have a personal relationship with somebody. You know, and I struggle with the whole Terumah thing. Oh, well, so and so is my rabbi and I've never met them. You know, if I'm not face to face encountering with people, then I don't see it as a kingdom relationship. It's just information that someone has received. So I want to help people develop relationship. You know, we have to be perseverant. One of the fruit of the Spirit is to persevere, to be faithful. Faithfulness means perseverance. And, you know, people in our generation have been taught that everything comes at a push of a button instantly. And even the sort of charismatic movement has promoted, well, I'll lay hands on you and that will be, then you'll get it. You know, you can have my anointing. You can't. I can impart something to people, but I'm imparting a seed. And, you know, when I come over, you know, I want to lay hands on everyone and impart something of what I carry, but it's only a seed. It's up to every individual to nurture that seed so it becomes their seed that they have developed, and they eat the fruit that's coming from what they've developed in their own life. And so, you know, people shouldn't be afraid of structure or discipline. You know, it's the old phrase, you know, desire, discipline, delight. Most people have a desire, but they don't develop the discipline to make it a delight. You know, in general, it takes about 40 days to establish something new in our lives. And if we can work at it for 40 days, generally it becomes part of our lifestyle. But most people want it in 40 minutes. You know, and you aren't going to get this type of relationship with God in 40 minutes. Now, for personally, you know, if I didn't spend the time over the last, you know, 4 years daily engaging in this relationship with God, and I learned to enter in deeper and deeper and deeper, if I hadn't developed that as pathways in my own life, so now I can step into any of those places, in any of the places of the journey, by just engagement, because it's already part of me, I wouldn't be able to do it. And I wouldn't be able to open up the doors for other people to do it either. But because I've practiced and practiced and practiced, I've trained myself. And I think, isn't discipleship actually training? That's really what the word is. It means to train. Or to mentor, you know, to be an apprentice in these things. Well, you're never going to learn to do anything well unless you're willing to practice it. There may be many talented people, many skilled people who have a natural ability. And some people are like that in the spirit realm. Their spirit, they have certain spiritual gifts that help them function really easily in terms of the prophetic realm and everything else. But actually, those that actually win and triumph in the end, think of in the sporting arena, you can have a massive amount of talent, but if you do not train and exercise that talent and practice it and get fit, you won't win tournaments. So there are a great many talented tennis players, but you find the ones that win the major tournaments over and over again are the ones who are willing. In their winter, when everyone is basically doing nothing, they're still training, they're still exercising, they're still practicing, because they want to put their talent to best use by developing everything. And I think it's true in this. If we really want an intimate relationship with God, we're not going to get it by spending 5 minutes in Him in the car every morning. That's great to be able to talk to Him while we're traveling to work or we're doing things. Absolutely a lifestyle, but in any relationship, if I only spent time with my wife when we drove in the car together, it would be an incomplete relationship, because we wouldn't be living normal life and interacting and engaging. And actually, if we don't have quality time when we can communicate with each other and share hearts and do those things, well, then actually the relationship is weak, and we need to develop our relationship with God out of the desire for the fullness of our destiny and to become sons. And to become sons, you have to be willing to go through the process of, I'm willing to be a servant. I'm willing to be a steward. I'm willing to be a friend. I'm willing to be a lord. I'm willing to be a king. And I'm willing to be a son. And there's a process of tutoring and training in the realm of the spirit that will bring us through that. And so if I'm not faithful to walk in His way here, then how am I going to be faithful to administrate the principles of the kingdom in heaven? And how am I going to be faithful to have charge of His house and charge of the courts, and then be faithful to stand in the higher realms of the spirit, in the realm of heaven and heavens and perfection and eternity? if I'm not even willing to walk in his ways every day in this realm? So, you know, you, for me, you just can't get away from it. Faithfulness, discipline, pursuit is part of this journey. You know, and if we want to simply think, oh, here's a map, I'll just go into these places without developing the relationship, the protocols, you know, I've had to spend time going to different courts to develop the protocols of what happens there. You know, I've had to go to wisdom and ask wisdom, show me, how does this work? How does this function? What am I supposed to do here? You know, now I've spent the time doing that so I can pass that on so that this process can be quicker for people. You know, and it will be quicker if people embrace this. You know, what has taken me, in effect, probably 20 years, 25 years, ultimately, from first looking to engage in something in the understanding of how to communicate with God, you know, I believe people can go deeper. You know, how willing are people to invest? You know, when I heard Ian teach about developing the gateways and removing all the blockages and you know, he spent 3 years going through each year of his life, going back through each month of his life, going back through each week of his life, looking to deal with every blockage in every area of his soul. I thought, that is commitment. Now, I didn't need to take that long because I took the testimony of his engagement, I listened to the revelation that he brought, and then I applied that revelation to my own life, personally, how it worked for me. I just didn't copy what he did. I found and explored, how does this work for me? And then I went back through the different years of my life, looking to engage the different gateways, looking to engage the different pathways, so that I was free from all those hindrances of behavior which hindered me entering in deeper into the presence of God. Now, if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be where I am now, because that opened up a flow, you know. But I was desperately wanting to pursue, so I pursued it, you know, until everything I could possibly deal with, and really all I was dealing with was the surface skins of behavior at that point, you know. Then obviously later on I had to deal with thoughts and intentions of the heart and the motives, you know, which was where trading came in and all those things. You know, for me, I'm not going to give up. You know, and even now, every day when I present myself as a living sacrifice, I'm really open for the light to shine into any area of my life that God needs to work on. You know, and so it's an ongoing process. We're transformed into the image of God. I'm not yet radiating glory from my physical body in the natural realm. So I've got some work to do to be transfigured, you know. But that is not likely to take place if I wasn't really willing to even learn how to pray in tongues and how to engage my spirit and how to connect up with the thoughts of God. You know, so we need to help people to take who they are and who they're shaped to be, and with their redemptive gifts and their part of their how they're made, and help them to engage with God in a personal way. You know, we're not developing something that's all everything fits one. It's like we're looking to develop a relationship which is individual and personal. We're just helping people with the principles that will help them develop that relationship. So, you know, I don't think people need to be fearing that, you know, that we're putting them into a bondage, because actually all we're doing is giving them the exercises that can help them develop their personal relationship with God. And if they're doing it out of duty and they're doing it out of fear, or if they're doing it out of the wrong motivation, then that's down to them. They're going to have to deal with that as they go, you know. So, you know, if people are, because those stuff will get exposed in this process, without a doubt, you know, and we're all a mixture, so some of those things will come to the surface, and we'll need to learn to go to the courts to deal with the things as they come up, all the things, you know, employing lie busting and all the things that God has given as tools to free us up so we can be who God created us to be. You know, and I do think it's an exciting time. I do think it is the right time. You know, it's a daunting thing for me because I'm going to have to develop all this interactive material to be able to release to people. But I know God is in it and he's inspiring it. Therefore, you know, I know that I will have the time to be able to do it one way or another because it's God's desire. You know, and I'm not saying this is the only thing, but this is the thing that God's called me to do. And if that can be helpful for people, then that's great.
Yeah, I know, guys. I just want to say one little quick thing, and maybe you guys have something else to say. But I just wanted to say this quickly. I have found personally, doing the gateways, like I've done it the first time I've done it, it was a bit frustrating to tell the truth, but then I quickly realized that, the desire of my heart was to know him, to be with him, and that was my ultimate goal. So my focus was there, everything was there, and as I engage with him doing the gateways, it became a deeper and a deeper and a deeper relationship. That so I went back the fourth time around to do my first love gateway again, and I found it has become really profound. Like I entered into an encounter that just thinking about it again just does something for me, just because I kept going there, as you said, keep building that path. You see, those kind of words work for me because that's how I learn. I understand that when you say like this is what happened, and then these things connect, and then the neurons and all. I go, oh, I get that. And that really helps me, and that will keep me forging ahead. I could do this because I understand naturally when you do something natural, this is how it works and this is how it develops. And if I do this spiritually, then I will get the results also that I need. So I have found doing it has been really, really profound, just practicing him just doing the gateways, just to be with him, you know. So guys, I don't know if you want to say something else.
Where do we sign up? We're all excited. We can't wait.
Okay. Well, you know, there is a, because this is, you know, developing something that we're going to use, you know, in the future, you know, I just want to follow a process. So, you know, I have put out there, you know, a way of responding, and then I send an application form out. People can fill the application thing. I think, you know, I sent one to Norma, I think, who sent me for one, so that we have a way then of next time we do it, we'll have a system in place that will help the administration of it. You know, so, you know, so far, you know, I've had quite a few applications come back from quite a lot of people that I've never engaged with before, you know, so which is really interesting because you can see there is a hunger and there is a desire. So once I've got all the applications in, then, you know, we're going to go through them and then we're going to really seek wisdom on what to do, because obviously there are people from different parts of the world that it's not going to be easy to engage someone from Australia with someone who's in California or whatever, the time differences. So we're going to look at how this can function so that people can relate to one another in the groups as well as, you know, just individually. You know, so the first thing is, you know, fill out an application form or email me. You know, I mean, the original thing I put out on Facebook and put out, you know, on the different systems I had to send information out was just email me with asking me for an application form, and I'll only email back and send it back. That's basically it, you know.
Do we have to do we have to apply as a group or individually? For no, our group, because we want to do it as a group, right? Or should we do it individually?
Well, ultimately, if you apply as individuals, then it's because it's to develop individuals as mentors rather than as a group as mentors, because a group, you know, the next stage will probably be, you know, groups. And I'm not saying that that we will necessarily have to go to the end fully of this process before something else can begin to start, because often things overlap and they begin to flow. So, you know, the first thing is, you know, if people want to individually apply, and then we will look at how that works. You know, and in that, you know, I don't know how many people you're talking about in a group. You know, because, you know, it works better as people individually being commissioned. I'm not saying people can't support each other in the process. That would be great.
Okay.
You know, and I'm not saying people who know each other wouldn't practice and help each other. But the individual, initially, is to get people who will be individually equipped. So, you know, everyone, yeah.
Like, I was just trying to picture how this would work in terms of you mentoring or meeting with people. Will you, I take it you wouldn't be able to meet individually, so how would it work in terms of mentoring from you? Would you mentor a group together, and how would those groups be formed?
Yeah, that's originally. Once we have all the applications in, then we will look to form groups who I will meet with every couple of weeks. I will then be available also, you know, in between time by email and different things, but I will probably issue the material and the resources and the access to all the resources, and then people will have a couple of weeks to work it through, practice it, look to engage in it, and then feedback. And then in those groups, if I can then address any issues or questions, support, encourage, you know, maybe do some exercises within the group just to encourage that. Because I know sometimes it helps. You know, but everyone will have access to all the exercises I've done with our corporate group here. So in those exercises, everyone will have access to them, so they can join in with that to get it kick-started if they need some help that way. So that's really what it's going to be like. You know, and depending on how many people there are, where they are, then, you know, if there is a load of people from that area, your area, say, yeah, we want to do this, then, you know, then it would make sense, obviously, to have that as a group. But it obviously depends how many, because, you know, I can't have a group of 40 meeting together. And because there's a lot of people from all over the world, I don't want to restrict it to any one place, you know. So depending, really, on how many people apply, will determine how many groups there will be. I've not set that. I'm going to seek God about what to do once we've got everyone's names in. And then
right.
You know, we'll develop it from there.
Well, I would like my name in, if you don't mind. And I don't know, you guys have applied already?
No, we didn't know we could apply, but both Bill and I, should Bill and I apply together, because we tend to do everything together, or should we do separate applications?
No, I would do a separate application just because you're individuals.
Right.
You know, because you won't necessarily always do everything together in your own personal walks with God. I'm sure you have time when you spend time with God individually, and you're looking to create a unique relationship and develop that relationship, and all those relationships that we have with God are different, because we're made in uniquely different, and He has a relationship which is uniquely different, and we're all special. So, you know, apply individually,
okay.
And you know, that will help me to see where people are in terms of areas and different things. But
I think I did email you back and send some and say why. I don't know if it was. I think I sent two because I sent one excitedly and then I got, oh crap, I forget some other things, and then I sent the second one. So I don't know. Is that like an application? That's
I'll send you a form, which is something to fill in, because on there it will put time zone and just things that will help us see how we can connect up with people.
Okay. You know.
And I know obviously we've already got an established relationship and things, but I have to take it from this is what we will do to engage people we've no idea who they are, and so that we can work it through basically.
Okay, so I don't have to email you again then. Do I have to email you again?
I'll send you the applications. I've got all your email addresses, so I think Norma's already applied and I've sent her an application.
All right. Okay. Awesome. Right. Yep. Okay.
Excellent.
Okay, so I think that's it. We could talk something offline, I guess.
Sure.